applicants, so.
Okay, great. Welcome to the Trails and Active Transportation Committee meeting for September 9th, 2025. Welcome introductions. I think we're all familiar, so we'll move on to the next. We have no members of the public. So we'll go to agenda item three, approval of minutes of July 8th, 2025 meeting. Everybody have a chance to read those? Any motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from July 8th.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I abstain because I was not present at the meeting. I don't want to vote on those minutes.
Any opposed? So discussion and adoption of committee goals and programs.
So I guess I'll talk on that one.
Okay.
If you can go to the next slide, John. So at the last meeting in July, the people who were here kind of drafted these goals, overall goals, and then the programs. So these would be like formally adopted goals, and then the programs would just fit in under each of those goals. So this is kind of what was drafted from that last meeting. The part in italics about such as parks and trailheads, I wasn't sure if you guys wanted to or didn't want to have that included, because I think there was the goal to connect more than just parks and trailheads. So destinations could be, could include a lot more than just parks and trailheads. So I didn't know if that was part of what you wanted in there or not, but I circulated this from the meeting minutes in an email for you guys, and I guess it's just up to you guys to decide if this is what you want to adopt and move forward from there.
What's the process on amending once it's adopted?
I have no idea. Do you know, John?
Is it much more than a approval here? And
yeah, I think as far as I know, it'd just be the committee that have to all agree on the.
And then at worst, it's a city council.
Yeah.
Vote as well. So okay,
I was. Well, we don't have to take this to the city council, right? Because they've already put in the bylaws what the basically what
yeah.
the what we're charged with on the committee.
Correct. So it's just a change here.
So this is just internal goals. So it's just your adoption. I think it would be just your amendment as well.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's how I think.
That's
but you would have to all pass it as a motion.
Ted, what do you think about that?
Do you think
this would have to be adopted by city council?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Because I think the bylaws do.
We already had the bylaws
and
adopted.
And so this is just internal and. I think the italics part we discussed just so that we would be specific, but I think we could remove.
Yeah, I would say remove, and kind of these are more general and high level, and then we'll get into specific kind of as we develop the master plan, action items, things like that, because there's a lot of specificity you could include that are not included, and so these are meant to be kind of that higher level, and as we develop those specific actions, just say, is it consistent with the goals and objectives? Yeah. That's how I've been viewing these.
Yeah. I'm good with that. I have one minor issue with this. Like, if you took these goals and you got in a time machine 10 years and you randomly picked some bike enthusiasts from the community, they might look at that and they think, great, let's make better mountain bike trails. There's nothing wrong with that. But I would hope that it's both, you know, recreational and in town. And there's not really anything that sort of clearly makes that point. And so if you all agree, for example, one thing we could do is we could say in goal one, increase active transportation use, both recreational and utility, or something like that, that just has one little mention that we're talking about both broad categories of use.
I think that third bullet's pretty
Yeah.
But I would support just adding. I mean, we can always add active transportation and outdoor recreation.
And
that would be easy.
And that, I could have this totally wrong, but in my mind, when I think trails, I think recreational.
And then
active transportation, okay. I think more street utility.
So I
was interpreting number one as solely like street.
Oh, okay. I may be overthinking it, and as I reflect on goal three, and where it talks about destinations, especially broadly defined, it sort of implies that pretty clearly.
I would want to cut that, though, to make sure it's broad enough.
Such as parks and trails, so cut that. Would you want to develop, enhance, and maintain an active transportation and trails network to confirm that, or is, you feel like...
Or we could just take it and say develop, enhance, and maintain a trails network, and then cut the rest off.
Well, then you're making it more likely somebody would think of it as just recreational.
But that's where the first bullet comes in.
I don't think the first bullet communicates that well enough in my mind.
I'm good leaving it how it is and just Xing the such as parks and trails heads.
Okay, so Xing parks and trailheads.
No, just Xing, such as parks and trailheads.
Yeah, okay. And then everything else stays consistent? Okay.
I think technically I'm not a voting member, but I that doesn't mean I'm shy. So.
Yeah, no, you give your input. So just state, like, for the record, if you could just read it the way you want to adopt it.
Do you have any other comments, Ryan?
No, I think this, I was reviewing this earlier, I was talking to Brent too, and I was wondering kind of implement programs that support the mission. That mission refers to like a mission statement that is somewhere that I missed,
Is
that in the, description of the committee that's in the city council bylaws? I didn't know what that referenced.
Or you could implement programs that support these objectives or support these goals, support these long-term goals.
But then it's circular.
implement supportive programs.
That would be the simplest.
Okay. So the draft says increase active transportation use. Second bullet, improve safety for all users. Or develop, enhance, and maintain a network that connects destinations. Or champion supportive policies and implement supportive policies. Implement supportive programs. I'll make a motion to adopt the language for the goals and programs as I read previously.
To amend which one?
To what?
To amend which one?
Well, I amended the third bullet to remove such as parks and trailheads, and amended the last bullet to say implement supportive programs. And that's it.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Second it?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Further discussion.
Oh, no, this is a yes. Sorry.
Okay. And any opposed?
No.
Okay.
And just for the record, Kyle Poulter came in.
Yep. I've arrived.
And voted aye.
Who was the second? Ryan was the second.
Ryan was the second. Peter was the motion.
I would like at some point, maybe when the Trails Master Plan is formally adopted, to maybe come back and revisit these, because that's where I think we can get into some real more specifics on them and maybe even decide on different goals based on that Trails Master Plan. But I think for now this is a really good start.
I think this will help you as you're like making plans for your events for the coming year, so that you can be setting up programs that fall in line with these goals.
Yeah.
Okay. call them the five goals, which is a catchy phrase to.
Yeah. There's lots of I's, so.
Just the tap had to go.
Okay. Next item, action items. A review of action items, Allie.
That nothing really has changed from the last meeting. I'm still trying to contact the Forest Service. Still bugging them and not getting any responses. And then as far as like the trail email address and the email sign-up sheet, I guess I have done the email sign-up sheet at events. We could improve that though to make a more of a inventory of volunteers. We do, I do send out notice of all of our trail cleanup events to anybody who signed up like you all did to be volunteers for the city. Anybody who is interested in trails, they all get an email before each of the events as well. And then Linda's been putting them on DustServe, which is how we've gotten a few people.
Yeah, I think that was how most of the new people came.
Yeah.
Last Saturday was from the DustServe
yeah.
website.
And that was because it was the 9/11 day of service yeah. that they were looking on DustServe.
It wasn't huge, but we had a dozen or so.
Yeah.
There was 10 that had signed in,
okay.
and then 3 committee members. So
yeah.
I think that's what I remember seeing on that sign-in sheet.
Yeah.
We picked up a whole trailer full of stuff.
Trash.
I know. Did anybody take pictures? Of course not. Of course not. We got the
bunch of selfies, but I don't think you want those.
Well, and at two events ago, there was someone that was doing like court ordered community service.
That's how I felt with the vest.
I wonder if there's a way to contact the court system and be like, hey, we have these guys. Mm-hmm. Might be a possibility.
Yeah. Cool.
Update on the donation option. So I did talk to the finance director, and she said really it'll be easier to create that when we have kind of the master plan of the trails so people know what they're donating to.
Okay.
So I think the next step is once we get that master plan done, then we can easily create a donation QR code or whatever. And collect stuff for the trips.
But they're not opposed to it?
No.
And they're not requiring a nonprofit or anything?
No, because she checked into the one that Bountiful does, and it was similar. She says since they have that trails master plan, it's really easy to say this is what you're donating to, to develop this.
We talked to the Bountiful Trails guy, and he says he would very much prefer that it not be that way, actually.
Yeah.
He said he would rather it be as a nonprofit. And he, I don't know if he wanted us to say on the public record, but there had been talks about creating a nonprofit between Bountiful and Farmington for their trails. Mm-hmm. And so we, Ryan and I kind of talked to him about, well, can you include North Salt Lake in that? At least in the discussions to see if that's something the city council would support, like a South Davis Trails nonprofit.
Makes sense to do it.
So we haven't talked to anybody with the city council, and there hasn't been any further discussion with Bountiful about that, but that was just something that we were like, well,
include us. Point for that.
Bountiful, yeah, that's who we talked to, was the Bountiful, Bob Larson, mm-hmm. with the Bountiful Trails. So yeah, they were talking about doing that and then maybe getting Farmington to join in, and I was like, well, just include us in the discussions because we may be interested.
That's great.
So.
Yeah, awesome.
We're done with the slide?
I think so.
All right.
That's you, Brent.
Okay, staff updates.
These are all mine. So I still haven't sent out the request for proposals for the Trails Master Plan. I've just had other other things get bumped up higher on the list. So this one, I'm hoping to get it out within the next couple of weeks, and then consultant selection would be during that, probably about first week of October. And I was trying to remember from the last meeting, we were trying to think of who should be representatives on that consultant selection. And I think we said Brent and Peter, but...
Yeah, the notes say Ryan is an alternative.
Ryan is an alternate. Okay, yeah. Brent and Peter, yeah. Ryan is not.
Yeah.
I think we've all been told Peter that he'd be doing it. Were you at the lunch, or were you there? Okay, we've all been told Ryan. That you'd be
so
on.
What... So the first week...
So likely, I'll send you guys... Are you going to be... Do you have, like, out-of-town time
yeah,
in October?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be at Utah State on the 2nd. And then BYU on the 10th. So
okay.
One's a Thursday, one's a Friday.
So not on the 2nd.
So not the 2nd, not the 10th. Okay. Might be a Friday.
Okay.
And how long will it be? Just so that I can...
An hour. Okay. We need to do it virtually.
Either way.
Do you have any conflicts, Brent?
The 10th and the 11th, or the 9th and the 10th.
Thursday, Friday. Thursday, Friday. Yeah. Oh yeah, I'll be at APA conference too. Yeah. Okay. Then the South Davis Greenway, we selected a consultant. Drum roll, please. It was Brent with Pinglinghorn. Was awarded the contract with South Davis Greenway.
Still waiting on the signatures.
Still waiting on signatures from all the cities and everybody who has to do it. But we're very excited to get started on that. Safe routes.
We're gonna establish a Friends of the Greenway, South Davis Greenway.
There we go.
Consistent with our previous discussion, I think.
Create a nonprofit.
Yeah. Something like that would be helpful.
Safe routes to schools plan, same thing. Just need to advertise that, and it would probably have similar timing to the Trails Master Plan. And then, yeah, I'm still bugging the Forest Service about that Wild Rose to Bonneville Shoreline Trail connection. I'm sending them, like, every couple of weeks at least, I'm sending emails and getting no response. I haven't had a response since May 19th.
Should we? I don't. Bob Larson said that IMBA, IMBA can get a hold of them in, like, same day. I wonder if we should go ask Bob Larson to ask IMBA about that.
I have copied their supervisor a few times, and usually that's when they respond, is if I copy their supervisor. So I could start doing that, or I could use...
You have about the Forest Service supervisor?
Yes.
Are they here in Salt Lake, or where are they?
Okay. Yeah. So you guys just show up at the doorstep.
That was my thing.
But I could try to end up contact, that's a good suggestion.
Or set up a Teams meeting, you know, appointment, and sometimes people are just
join.
Just join, yeah.
They used to be really great, you know, but since I think they're short-staffed and underfunded right now, like, they just seem responsive.
Mentioned Allie, I saw an RFP this week from Summit County that had planning, design, construction, and maintenance of trails all in one.
Wow.
RFQ. Mm-hmm. So I'm really interested to see who responds to that, and if it's a group like in or somebody like that that would do that. I don't know. So. Do you need any other input on the Trails Master Plan?
No.
Scope or anything?
No, don't have that.
Okay. Just a question on that. In terms of timing, if I remember right, when we were talking about the Trails Master Plan, one of the first parts after it's awarded was kind of doing an inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, in terms of timing, selection would be October-ish. Would that mean that it would start sometime in the spring when the snow melted and they could actually do the inventory?
I guess it depends on how much snow we get, you know? That's what every contract, that's our deal with every contractor is really, what's the snow flies? That changes things, but every year we never know.
Okay.
You know, so yeah, they could be out there up until.
So, so if you are, I mean, you're getting that out soon for selection in early October. So that means like this week. sort of, so they have 2 to 3 weeks to respond. Okay. I mean, I can go quickly. I think a trails inventory probably still do it in November.
Yeah.
December gets a little dicey.
Yeah.
But worst case scenario, they just do GIS work until then, you know, on the ground work and stuff.
Just did a budget update, so year to date.
Yes.
Will you let them know why we're giving a budget update? Because they need to get their calendar.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this was just in anticipation for the calendar of events coming up.
Do they need to do that today?
Well, Ken already had sent what, like the, a couple of events for the trails. I don't think we, it'd be better if we have dates for events. They're trying to put that together right away.
For the 2026 calendar.
Yeah, for the 2026 calendar. So Ken already talked to city council last night about all the event committees and the different events. So the city council passed off saying that they were in agreement with all the events that have been proposed from all the committees at the last meeting. But if we have dates coming up for 2026, they're putting that calendar together, and we can get those out and start advertising things coming up.
Do you know what events he put on for trust?
I know he did put the monthly cleanup events and like the Purge the Spurge event that we did. National Trails Day, of course. Another, it might have been the
Golden Spike, was that another one?
The Golden Spoke, and then the Get to the River thing. So those were listed under the Trails Committee from in his memo, if I recall. Now that doesn't limit you to just those events. But as far as the budget update, so far this year, $846.63 have been spent. Most of that came from this one ledger line of GL5313-45200. So all the committees pay for the advertising, and it gets divided up between those big signs that get put out. So most of that cost was from the advertising. That was just one round, which is probably a discussion that we have to have internally about how we're managing that, because it's...
I made a little bit of an executive decision the other day with Linda. Linda's the communications person who does these signs. And I said, I don't think we should be putting the monthly cleanups on those signs. I think it should just be our major events like Purge the Spurge, National Trails Day, the Golden Spoke. And so I told her not to be putting those on the sign because I feel like it's a waste of money.
That they could move.
Yeah, locations. We've had that happen.
Could move locations. Mm-hmm. We could have a date change to whatever availability or
something. And I just don't think they've been effective in getting the word out to people about those particular events, you know, the monthly ones.
Yeah.
I think JustServe is like a much better resource for that.
The donuts, where do the donuts go?
From that same GL line, so the operating supplies where we've been taking those from.
They come straight out of your budget, right?
Yes, straight out. So those were the only other two charges that we've had in this account, were just some reimbursement charges.
Okay. Oh, because all of the tools came out of a different account.
Yes, we bought those out of the parks.
And it was last year's budget.
It was last year's.
Oh, it was last year's budget, okay.
And so those other months, 1,200, 2,500, 600, that's what is available?
Yeah, so the 2,500 in that middle line, so it'd be 2,500 minus the 846 is what's available in that line.
What's the fiscal year again?
So it'd be from July to June 30.
Oh, okay, so 16.
Okay. So will we have another advertising taken out of the budget?
Yes, probably.
Okay, because I don't think we took that into account.
No, when we did the budgeting, that wasn't a
specific event.
So there may be an adjustment made to accommodate for that.
Yeah, do we know how many more times we're going to get?
I know at least they do, we change signs at least 4 times a year. Now that, I don't know if there's going to be events for trails advertised on all 4 of those or not.
Because we multiply that by 4 and that's basically
a
bunch of. So maybe we just do a dozen donuts in a case of water.
Well, we found, I think last time, for this last event, you bought granola bars and stuff, so
yeah,
the leftovers could be reused at the next event. So it was just a...
Yeah.
I agree.
Those donuts are pretty good.
They're good, but like...
It's just wasteful when you can't anticipate how many people are there.
But the granola bars are great because you can hand them out at the beginning.
Yeah.
Volunteers have them on them when they need them.
And then we have the $600 in that Trails and Active transport line. That's for like the t-shirts and the stickers and swag and stuff.
Do we have money for training too? Like if they want
that's to the, yeah, travel training, $1,200.
But I think based on the 846, we basically have to forego most of that anyway.
Yeah, I think we need to have a discussion internally about the sign advertising. How it's being, it needs to be allocated to these committees, but possibly
on
a budget adjustment also needs to be.
If we can get a budget adjustment, it makes sense. Otherwise, we really can't spend any more because advertising will be basically the whole budget.
How much did you say it was each time?
It's
dependent on if we.
Yeah, it was almost like $700.
Each time for one little.
I don't know. I think she divides it up about how much by the event.
What, so if there's 10 events and we're 2 of them, we get 20% of the charge.
This is the CPA be coming out, so you can get ready. But with that first line item, what's the budgeted amount at GL?
It's the
$2,500.
Yes, the $2,500.
It's the operating supplies GL.
Oh, okay, so we still have $1,500, $1,700 left to spend in that
correct.
Room, and nothing from the other 2.
Yeah, right. And I know there was a discussion at one of the events about buying some additional tools, like the snake tong pickup tools for trash cleanup. So I don't know, TJ, you bought those for
stuff.
I don't know how much they cost.
I would imagine, like, I think they're like around $20-$25.
So that, I would ask too, because those signs are awesome, but if we have 2 small plates per sign times 4, that's $100 a sign, that little piece, is that about right? I just don't know on the allocation of that.
There's nine locations.
Oh, 9 signs?
Yeah.
So we have 18.
And some of those signs are double.
I mean, I'm not denying that the cost.
I think it's like $4,500 for the total cost to get all the signs for one round of advertising.
Yeah, we were thinking four
rounds. Exactly. So until we get a new, if we need to ask council or whatever.
Yeah, I just pulled these numbers today, so
I literally
have a discussion about it.
I literally just told her last week she was asking about our next trails cleanup, and I was like, don't put it on there. We don't want to spend money for this every single time. We have a monthly bill in it. So I'll plan on just until we can get a budget adjustment that says otherwise, and maybe even after that, only for our major events. So I would say Purchase Birch and National Trails Day is it.
Yeah,
and we can use
and
newsletter for minor events.
Exactly.
And the Get to the River one, that has its own budget line item. So maybe we just plan on taking that out of that budget, out of that.
Yeah, GL. I don't know if it has been coming out of that GL or not, but that would be something we should look into.
It hasn't, because I am the one managing that budget. Unless they're taking it out without my knowledge. So potentially that one will be advertised without coming out of the trail budget, is what I'm saying.
That's a good update.
Related to the,
can you go back on
the tongs, or I guess the trash collectors, is that possible to get 10 of those or dozen of those or something like that?
Yeah.
I think it would have been helpful this last trash pickup to have those, you know.
I know you have one coming up.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and then we have another I want to talk about, and maybe it's the next item.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where we're going to have a use for those on the 30th. And if we have budget, it looks like we have budget that we could do that. Is that what I'm seeing?
Are these the squeeze tools?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just the micro trash and everything else,
just
you know,
go to the dollar
reaching
store
into the bushes.
And get those,
the plastic
ones. The kid ones, yeah.
They can't hold anything.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what they're really called, the snake tongs?
The ones we used to buy are actually snake tongs. They have a prong like that, maybe like that, and they're actually used for
picking up
snakes. Which we had someone up at the tennis court call on a rattlesnake.
This year?
No, it was years ago.
Okay.
And it was under a dumpster. We wouldn't have been able to do it with the regular pickers, because they just have like something like that, to where the snake thing is. It can pinch. So we got. We took care of it.
$40 from Granger.
How much?
About 40 for the cheapest. They go up to 120.
Yeah. So it's just for trash.
Yeah.
I would go Home Depot. They're light. They're lighter. And we've had great success. I mean, as long as people take care of them.
Yeah.
But
we can spray paint them orange and.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like the North South.
Yeah, because they don't become like a dark green. So
yeah,
it's
put them in that like
really
the pink spray paint because the. It kind of stands out.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like fall leaves or underbrush. At least that was the theory of painting the top of those loppers pink.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good idea.
So, yeah, we can pick some of those up before that next event. That's an action item for us.
We have to vote on that?
No.
You want 12 of them?
Trash picker uppers.
Yeah, how many kids are on the trash picker youth city council?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you know how many kids are on the youth city council?
I know that they don't fit in this room, so there's more of them.
More than these chairs.
So what would you say? 15, 20?
15, 20.
How many? He's asking how many grabbers should we buy? Is that what you're responding to?
I think there's about 15 to 20 people on the youth council.
Well,
at
I
us.
Pick up a lot of garbage. Let's just call it 20.
Yeah, I think it can be used for other events too.
Yep.
Okay. Right. Well.
Do you want to say for the record what we're on?
We are now proceeding to city council updates. Councilmember Knowlton.
Fantastic.
Would you lead us in that discussion?
Thank you, Ali and John. Hit on most of what I would have mentioned and in way better detail than I would have. The general plan, I think, is going to start picking back up steam. I think we have mentioned it before, there is a budding Highway 89 agreement that we are working on with UDOT. Nothing finalized, but we're at the stage now where we're getting frequent interactions with UDOT, and I think we're getting close to an agreement. It could relate very much to
mm-hmm.
the South Davis Greenway.
Is that in there?
Yes, there is room for 12 feet of head bike space behind curb or above curb.
Okay.
So it's intended to hold that room. And then that 12 feet is also consistent, as I understand it, with Utah Trail Network standards. So it wouldn't preclude that kind of tie-in, although.
Yeah.
The trail itself is 12 feet by the UTN standards. So do we have, I can't remember, do we have more than 12 foot set aside so that there's a greenway around the trail?
Yeah, there's 12 feet of movement space, and then I can't remember, not much, but like 3 or 4 feet of furnishing space where you put trees.
And signs and...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's all above curb. And anyway, I think I could probably... Anyway, I'm not on point there. And it hasn't come to council.
I've seen it, but I can't remember how much was set aside. But if it's only 12
feet... I know it's 12.
If it's only 12 with the 3 feet furnishing, do you think we should push for more? Like, that should that be the hill that we get on for the corridor agreement? Because it's not just about the active transportation component. It's the whole roadway.
This is like
200 feet south of center, all the way up to 350 north.
It's for the entire length of the city, but then we have
yes,
this
the
section.
Agreement, yes, thank you.
But then
that's right.
We have a more intense pedestrian focused section in the town center area, which is 350 north.
Yeah, so the 12 feet, when I talk about the 12 feet, I'm talking about the town center area. North of 350 north, it would be more expansive than that.
And south of center, or south of Main, would be?
It's really goes to about Eagle Ridge Drive, I think.
Eagle Ridge to 350 north?
Yeah, basically Eagle Ridge Drive to 350 north, I think, is what I was seeing. For the town center cross-section.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then outside of that, there's more room, you know, because there's going to be intense development in the town center area, so there's less room. And so that looks like kind of like a bike lane behind her. But then once you get outside of that, you have like the parkway, that we have tons of room
and
in the parkway.
And you don't need more right away.
We have like the frontage road trail to the south of it, right in front of where you guys cleaned up.
Yeah. So you have that gap between City Hall and Eagle Ridge.
Well, I think that the town center cross section goes all the way to Eagle Ridge, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong.
There's some pushback on UDOT on that very question, but regardless, like a core area. So when I was talking about the 12 feet, obviously you got it now, but I was confusing. I was making you think that was the entire length, and I was just talking about the core, whether that makes a significant difference or not.
And where is city boundary? Is it
2600?
On the west side.
Mm-hmm.
On the east side.
And
it's
small sections of the east
3300.
Side.
3300. So, that is the street.
The annex area?
Yeah.
Well, it goes all the way to 800 west.
Oh, right. 800
from the
west.
South up to
it's
800 west. And then there's like pockets of city.
That's basically it. The other thing that I guess I mentioned briefly, although I don't know that we actually talk about it, but I think we've talked about building a list of people who are interested in active transportation or trails within the city. There's a question of how do you maintain a list like that, but I think that there's an advantage to us having a list like that. Is that already on our action
items? That was on the action items, like a Friends of
Trails. So maybe suggestion to chairs to maybe get that on the agenda for next time, and then we can think about how do we operationalize that. So
like publicize people getting on that list.
Yeah, sort of invite people.
Airplane banners.
Form to our committee website that says join Friends of.
Yeah.
We had talked about a QR code that leads to a form, and so we can put the QR code on advertising, on social media, we can put it on our sign-in sheet, we can put it wherever, and that will lead us back to a form on the website.
This is the wrong term, but I really like the idea of like a number of enthusiasts who we can reach out to easily.
Militia.
Thank you. Yeah, much better.
The North Salt Lake Trails Militia.
How about citizen loving? Tone it back down.
Does North Salt Lake City have any subscription to a list manager where people can subscribe or unsubscribe?
That's a great idea.
I mean, we have like the newsletter thing through the website. There's probably the ability to subscribe to emails.
The only thing I can think of is like, you subscribe for project alerts.
Mm-hmm. So there's something.
Yeah, I wonder if we could add, because there's the notify me thing.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could add a trails section.
There's so much. I need people to put good contact information in.
Well, I think just anytime you sign up for a list, you have to be able to unsubscribe.
Yeah.
So I think it's nice.
That would be nice if we didn't have to maintain it. It could be auto maintained.
Yeah. So.
That is all for me.
Okay. Thank you. Agenda item 9, review of past and upcoming trail events. Is there a slide for this one?
There is.
So, okay. You want to report on the August 23rd one of you?
Yeah. We had probably about 30 volunteers. Volunteers, we use the new tools, which was great. I think they worked better than advertised, frankly, that they were very useful in maintaining the trail. We had the Boy Scout troop, we had members of the Mountain Bike team, we had general public, so the white array. We got probably more done than what I actually thought we would get done, frankly. And we did get a lot of vegetation removed. We did realign the trail. We do want to do some further alignment. We've got a little bit tighter corners than what we wanted. So there's a future realignment there. I don't know when we'll get to it. I almost feel like we need to move a list so that we can prioritize where we want stuff done. But call it success, getting the public out, interacting with trail users. We had four or five mountain bikers, a few walkers. We cleaned up the sidewalk. There's about at least an inch or two of dirt. It was caked on.
Concrete dirt.
So it was, it was great. With the other additional follow-up is just cutting the curb and when we do the signage to make sure it's clear how to hop right back on the trail.
Guys, that looks like a trail.
It does look like
it
a trail.
Looks good.
We almost need to do it all the way up.
Mm-hmm. We had the scouts there too.
Yeah. Did
you mention that?
I did. Yeah.
Is there more? Oh, that was the picture.
I thought that was a really successful. I felt really good about that one because we just got, it was so visibly clear how much we got done, whereas the garbage cleanups aren't quite as satisfying route, but this one was like, we realigned the trail.
Yeah.
But every little chair that we pull out of the pond is saving the planet now.
Exactly. Oh, how many chairs did you pull out?
I just pulled out one.
I pulled a bench off of the
bench
trail.
And a rug.
Yeah, the smoker bench.
A pillow and a bunch of cigarette butts. And
well, I saw couches up there before.
Yeah, it was like a bench.
So that's the one, that's the Wild Rose cleanup. I was not there at the game service.
So maybe I'll give a quick update on that. So yeah, it was mostly trash removal. I felt bad we didn't get to all the dirt that was in that parking stall. When I was driving away, I'm like, we should have cleaned that up, but yeah, we'll clean it up another time. But we didn't have as many people there, but I thought the amount of trash we removed all along the highway, we were there. We were there for a long time cleaning up all that trash. And then just cleaning up that trail, I thought it was really positive. There was a lot of trash there.
The rain put a lot of dirt back on the trail.
Oh yeah.
We didn't do dirt removal off the trail. We did trash.
Just trash. Yeah.
packing peanuts.
I think the nice thing is, on both of these events, a lot of people commented, I didn't even know these trails were here, and this is fabulous that I know they're here now.
Yeah.
So it's just bringing awareness kind of lower Wild Rose, which I think is great.
Yeah, I didn't know there's as much water there as what's coming out of that. What's the source? Is that a spring up?
It's the storm drain system.
Oh, that's a storm drain.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it also captures some.
It does capture a lot of springs that flow into the storm drain. And
okay. So it's mostly overwatering sprinklers, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you should go over there during one of those big heavy rain events and really see it come.
Yeah, and it's spring. When you stand next to that big black pipe, you can just hear it's coming.
Well, and even in the upper tiers on that trail in the spring,
it's wet.
It's soggy. Wet. Yeah. With water. Mm-hmm. Like you can't ride the trail.
Callie, did you ever hear anything about or work on where we can re-divert the trail from going down into the parking lot?
Yeah. I think should be part of the trails master plan. We could have just done it. because we own the property for the pond, and we own that little tail, like the flag, the driveway that goes up to the pond. So we could realign it to come out on that flag driveway.
I think anywhere's better than where it is. I get complaints about, I get phone calls about that all the time. And every time I've been by, there's a car parked right in front of it.
I don't know who decided that was the best spot for a trailhead, but it's the worst spot for a trailhead.
And the complaints you get are?
Just how can I access it? What if I go in my car? There's every time, and I'm sure I'm just hitting it right at the worst times. But there's very, very few times I've ever been over there and have a car not in front of that.
I was surprised on Saturday there wasn't.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Very few times.
Well, and it's just it comes down so steep.
I mean, you got to kind of.
Any beginner would not even go up that trail.
Well, and if you're coming down it too fast, you're going to go right out into the road. It's not very.
So we can make that a priority if we can make that trail. We can.
And it looks like we've got the tools to make pretty trails now.
Well, yeah, but it did seem like that was too long of a trail section for us to be doing. On our own. And I think that we should put it into the trails master plan of what's
going to
be the best.
Because there's also the hillside. If we're just creating like something on flat ground, that's easy. But we're talking about
digging in and retaining.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And there's also the developer to the south has put in poured some stairs and then kind of created their own trail access to connect to it, which I still am looking into whether that was done with city permission or not. So we may have to like close off their trail access or grant them trail access in exchange for something else.
Have them build stairs all the way up to our trail.
Do you know what? So I was in
all the way up the hill.
Yeah.
So I was in Bentonville, Arkansas, and they just finished just a stairs that goes up, and it is one of the most popular features.
Yep. They have it in Colorado
Springs.
I was climbing the stairs with 40 people, and it was only probably, I don't know, 200 or 300 feet in elevation is all. It actually... I think it actually made sense to do it.
St. George has a trail down
and
there on the back side of the
wood,
bluff,
like the
up to the airport, the old airport.
Four, not just
360 steps.
Anyway, I digress.
So,
you've got to go.
But it's very popular, the one at St. George.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the St. George just
the
did it as well. But that would be a prime.
Okay. Related to that, I think I still see people doing self-improvement or destruction on the trails up above Woodbriar. Some kids cleared like a basketball, big clearing from me, a basketball court attached to a plastic hoop, brought up some chairs. You know, I think it's vandalism because they, you know, cutting the trees and clearing the grass and stuff like that. So somehow kind of conveying, hey, public I don't know if it's in North Salt Lake boundaries or it's Forest Service at that point, but public lands is to be respected. It's not your personal backyard, you know, so it's going to take decades for that to recover, you know, from doing that. Probably, you know, said, hey, let's go do this. Got an evening and a fun out of it or something like that. So decades of destruction. So it's,
I still think we need trail cameras or so that we just deploy in random places. I'd love to start getting counts, and this is 27 or 28 or 29, but just getting counts, having a counter of our trails.
We are actually going to do that. Ryan has to leave.
Yep, sorry. I mean, this is not on the agenda, so.
We have,
yeah, just a general improvements.
Yeah, I should have said this in the staff update, so I didn't think about it. We have a service that we're starting to use called Placer AI, and it uses cell phone data to track where people are going and where they're coming from. And so we're using it, like it has good like market study benefits, so you can tell like where people are shopping or what they're visiting and what they visited before they visited and what they visited after. And I can set up some boundaries on the trails. It doesn't differentiate between vehicles and bikes or vehicles and pedestrians, but if I set them up on the hillside trails, if I set the boundary on the hillside trail, then it will just be bikes and pets, you know.
That's
bikes.
Fine.
And so it won't differentiate between the two, but it will give us some trail counts.
Yeah, I thought she said you could set it up and make some interpolations, like how fast it went from point A to point B. If it were a bike, obviously it's going to go quicker, so you could just assume that it was a bicycle rather than
depends
a hiker.
Depends if it's climbing and it's me.
Right. But so we will get some trail counts from that, and I'm the one that's setting up the location and things.
Perfect.
For that, so I'll make sure that I get the trails set up on there. You want that to be an action item, so then I can check it off when I'm done.
When do you want that to be due, Ellie? Is that a next month thing, or do you want a couple months off?
Give me a couple months, and then I'll overperform.
How about we give you until
so if we could go to the upcoming events now. Upcoming trail events, September 13th, and Jordan, you want to review these, Ellie, too? Or?
Sure. So the first two are mine. The Jordan River Paddle is that Get to the River event. That's this Saturday. If you haven't signed up, hurry and do it, but all the boats are taken, so we have to bring your own boat. But that'll be a really fun event. It always is. And technically, I think that falls under trails.
So you keep saying that, but we haven't done a single thing for it.
Yeah, I don't know why they put it under trails, just because it didn't have anywhere else to go.
What do we want?
Well, it is active transportation in your community.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
I'm not arguing that. I'm just like.
I run it every year.
And what support do you need from us?
You need help, like getting boats out of the water.
Yeah, guys, if you guys wanted to come to it, we always need help getting boats into the water at the put in and out of the water at the takeout. So if we had anybody available, that's basically all the needs that we have.
Yeah, I've asked any like people from our staff. I don't have any volunteers yet from our staff. So
do we have anybody from here that
if this
come?
Committee has volunteers, maybe we'll worry about putting out.
I'll be at work.
On Saturday.
I'm at a race.
I'll be in Wyoming buying alcohol for my wedding.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Your every weekend is booked for you.
And lottery ticket and all.
As well, yeah.
Somebody went.
I haven't heard.
Yeah, it was like this year.
It's gonna be me pulling all the boats out.
No.
It's like 2 billion. Sorry, I think it's 2 billion.
That is such a great event too.
It is great.
I've yet to make it.
It's
really
fun. Might be worth a trip to Wyoming.
2 billion, yeah, it was a lot.
Anyway, so there's that. And then this Thursday at 10 a.m., if you're available, you're welcome to come, but there's going to be the ribbon cutting of the Boxborough Wetlands. Do you guys know where the Boxborough Wetlands is?
Oh, yeah. I run and bike all the time there. I wanted to bring something to the committee's attention. In the future, after the ribbon cutting, some safety issues that I have with the new board, what do you call those things? Boardwalks that were placed for a future meeting. Nothing urgent right now.
Okay.
There are some things.
You can also email me if there's something that doesn't need to come to the committee, but just maintenance.
Good, now take a few pictures. Awesome. I'll take a few pictures to exemplify my concern and I'll send it to you.
Yeah, okay. Is it a dog getting shot?
There were some gaps in some of the railings, but they were ordering different pieces to fix those.
Not so much. Is there time right now for me to describe the issue or should we save for later?
Or is it, can it just be?
Yeah.
You can discuss after.
It's not urgent. It's not a committee concern right now.
So we have the fifth graders from Foxborough Elementary coming to that ribbon cutting. And so we'll have some stations around the boardwalks talking about like how wetlands work, like as far as the water goes, what kind of plants and animals are in the wetlands. Our city engineer is going to do one about the engineering of the boardwalks because we had to put helical piers down into the ground. And then we're doing one about kind of the fitness of the Foxborough wetlands area. So like how long the walking trail is, and then we'll have like different animals that are found in the wetlands and things that they do, like the fox that's there can jump 6 feet high. So we'll be like, kids, how high can you jump? And then there's the dragonfly can flap its wings X number of times in 10 seconds. How many jumping jacks can you do in 10 seconds? You know, so we do fun little things for the kids to do there. So you guys, like I said, you're welcome to come if you like. Just because the fitness part has to do with you guys because there is a trail in there.
I'll
send out the invite anyway. I should have sent it out to you guys already, but I'll send that out tomorrow or tonight. And then John, or Brent, I guess you have the YCC and then John has.
Yeah, and that's 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. is what they asked for, just an hour.
I couldn't remember. I just threw that out when I was guessing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no, we said 4. You better be there at 4, right? And my suggestion was kind of because it's close to City Hall and there's a lot of trash still that we can just keep going down kind of in those open fields there, you know, plus more along the frontage road that we didn't get to.
Yeah.
So that's 5 to 6?
5 to 6, yeah.
Do you need us to come?
Yeah, I think it would be good, anybody that we can get to be there. And I guess I'd wanted to ask, you know, are there trash bags we can...
Yeah, we can get the trash bags.
Okay.
What's
on the 30th, yeah.
What is YCC?
City Council meeting.
Youth City Council.
Okay.
And so is that good? We can tell them to meet there, or do they have to meet here and then transport to there? Do you know how that committee works? Do I need to find out?
I'm not sure. It's
they cleaned up like the community garden and stuff before, and I don't think they met here and then walked there, did they?
I don't think so. I know they've met other places.
They can just be dropped off.
Okay. So where is Parkway Trail?
That's the one on Highway 89 by the north of the post office.
Goes up to Mathis or up to Rams.
Okay. Oh, I live right there.
I wasn't sure if you wanted to do it there or down here.
So I
could have the wrong spot on that.
Well,
slide.
Tell me if you think that that's better. I was envisioning more of the frontage road just by the Starbucks.
That's where you're going to get trash. That one's all turf. That's typically picked up weekly.
Okay. So you'll probably want to go there, by like the quack and the Starbucks. Yeah.
Definitely the spot.
So where do you want to meet them?
The spot dumpsters have some overflow into.
I think if we tell them to meet at Starbucks, that's kind of a recognizable.
Yeah. Or the stop.
That's what I meant, the
or
stop.
The stop, yeah. There's not as much parking there as.
There's a big dirt area right there.
Yeah.
That apparently people get towed from.
Well, you can't access it. If you're there from 5 to 6, I bet there won't be anybody at the Starbucks.
It'd be better if you started there and walked down.
It's usually their parents just drop them off anyway.
The road doesn't go all the way through anymore.
Yeah, because there's a barrier, right?
Well, and there's actually like 15 parking spots right before the barriers.
Yeah. So I mean, I think if we can just tell them the Starbucks, that's an easy.
Wait, what road?
Recognizable, and then we can just walk from there.
Behind the stop through the roundabout. You can't go all the way through down to the front road as Jersey barriers that block it from going all the way through now.
I clipped him with my bike and broke my back.
Cool, I'd love to be there. We'll see what we can do. 5 to 6.
5 to 6, yeah. On the 30th, so I'll just get back to him and confirm that we're set for that and.
And from the trail thing on Saturday, you think there's still plenty to do?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't even start walking down the rest of the frontage road, and there's a whole bunch just in those open fields next to the stop, things like that. There's all sorts of trash.
Okay. So we could just have them tie up the bags and then we'll pick them up.
So is this just YCC or is this?
It's just YCC.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not, you don't need to advertise it, no. I think it's just YCC.
We should have her make a sign for it.
Yeah, we charge us for it. And I'll plan on being there for sure. I think that'll work with my schedule, so.
And then the next one is the Halloween Fun Run. It came up in the event committee meeting last time. I'm also on that committee. I guess they might have reached out to you, Peter.
They did. So, and I wasn't sure what they for sure wanted me to do, whether it was just MC it or like, because the clock.
It's because you did it last year.
I mean, I can MC it. That's really easy. But the clock and the timer, we just pulled from somewhere. So if it's a fun run, do we just need that clock? Or are we timing it? Like, what's their desire there? Because I don't
have. I know that all I really remember them saying in the meeting was that they tried to reach out to you and hadn't heard anything back.
I thought I replied back. So,
and
I
Dallas
can,
that.
I can come.
So this is the one that normally is at Hatch Park.
And yeah, moved. And they talked about doing it up at Tunnel Springs. So there was a, you could set up a pretty flat route going.
Yeah, going into Eagle Salt Point. County. Because that's a pretty trail. I mean.
Yeah, I don't think they talked about
going
on the dirt.
Do I need to change your route? Well, we'd have to get Salt Lake City's permission.
Yeah, this one we were just going to do on the roadway.
On the roadway.
So go down like Eagle Point Drive.
There is a paved trail on Eagle
There is
Point.
A, yeah, so yeah. We'd have to start
going
on
all the way out
so
to
along
Eagle
the paved trail along Eagle Ridge and then Battle
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've done a fun run on an 8-foot wide with 4,000 other people.
Not so fun.
I don't think we're gonna. If we get 4,000 people to our Halloween fun run,
we've done well.
We've done very well.
Do you think we could use the golf course?
Probably not, because they would have active golfers.
Yeah, they would be golfing.
I imagine.
So do I need to come up with a course? Do I need like?
I would just respond to Dallas and just say that you can do something, and then.
Vertical
pier. Looking at that location up there, because Tunnel Springs is kind of a choke point, you only have people coming into the parking lot and stuff. I believe we'd have to start the trail or start the race on that paved trail, and then we could move out onto the shoulder of the roadway. Possibly use like the police, like we did last year for that fun run.
So I'll put that as an action.
What time of the day is that going to be?
In the morning.
Yeah, I believe it's
Saturday morning.
10 o'clock on a Saturday morning.
Okay.
At least that's when like the spooktacular was, like 10 o'clock, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The fun run started at 9 or something.
What's the is there an expected attendance? How many people usually show up to something like
last
that?
Last year we had 50.
People that ran.
People that ran.
But then a lot more at the Spooktacular.
Yeah, there was kind of the other events going on too, but you know, some people ran in their costumes.
I know I saw something from him. I thought I responded.
I know you've got a lead.
I don't anymore.
Oh, you don't? Okay, never mind.
He's here all night.
I'll try to be here all night, yeah. Okay, moving on to number 9, discussion recommendations, 2026 calendar. Is that right? Oh, did we just do that one?
I missed that one on the slide.
I guess we missed that. So we kind of talked about that earlier with the budget. But what events do you want to see on the 2026 calendar? We talked about the monthly cleanups, and I assume the monthly cleanups are from the months of like May to October.
Did you say kind of that the Spurge is better?
Yeah, that's better like in April.
But the monthly cleanups, I mean.
Yeah.
So Purge the Spurge is already on there. National Trails Day is in June. That's already on there.
Does it have a date on the Purge the Spurge?
I don't know. I just know when we usually do it.
We could pick a date now for it.
Yeah, we could.
And do we know when National Trails Day is? That's usually
a like the second Saturday in June.
Yes, June 6th.
June 6th next year?
That's what Google Gemini tells me, but it could be wrong, you know. Yeah, June 6th on National. Yeah, that's what the internet is advertising here. Okay. June 6th, 2026.
Purge.
We won't want to do it on the same weekend as Arbor Day, which Arbor Day is usually the last weekend in April.
It'll be April 25th, probably.
Normally do that.
We won't want to do Easter weekend, it would be April 4th, so we could do the 11th or the 18th.
Well, I'm good with either one.
Yeah, you probably have spring break for school. I mean, that might be the week.
That's the first week of April.
Usually.
So if we don't do the weekend of April 4th, then we're fine.
Maybe the 25th.
You're thinking Arbor Day might be the 25th.
The 11th, just to give it at least a week break between Arbor Day and.
There's nothing on the city calendar for either of those dates, the 11th or the 18th, and there's nothing for June 6th either. So those are open as far as the city calendar goes.
Arbor Day is the 17th.
So do you think that'll be on the 18th then, or do you think it'll be on the 25th, TJ?
I would say it's probably on the 25th.
Even though Arbor Day is on the 17th?
Which is a Friday. Yeah, typically we don't necessarily do. Isn't the 17th on Friday? Yeah,
so then Saturday would be the 18th.
Yeah, so it would be the 18th or the 25th, and we haven't met on that yet, so.
So if we planned for the 11th for Purchase Purge, we'd be safe?
Yeah.
And then the Golden Spoke, I feel like, is in May? Adrian, do you remember, was it in May this year?
I'm checking in here. Yeah, May 10th, 2025.
Okay. So it'll be in May sometime.
You know, it wouldn't be surprising if they have
That might be concurrent with the Kite Festival. At least that's what it was last year.
Let's try not to do that.
Golden Spoke and then the Kite Festival at the same day.
I'm going to try to find out the date for Golden Spoke so that we don't do that again.
Make
good idea.
This looks to be the second Saturday this year, so second Saturday in May, if that's
so the ninth.
That was this year?
That was this year.
The Get to the River event will be September 12th.
That's Rosh Hashanah.
For all those who celebrate. And then, yeah, the monthly cleanups, do we do those, do you think, like, May through October?
Well, we have National Trails Day.
And if there's something else, then
so
we don't
May,
hold it that month.
July.
I would say do it the first
August, September.
First week, or the first Saturday of every month, but you've got the 4th of July. It's the first one in July. Or do we
well,
even
I'm just wondering
take
the month span. Like, we could choose different dates, but, like, what's the month span?
Yeah,
date?
I mean, I would say.
I think we go April.
April.
I mean, we have
purchase
first.
Purchase first will be your first trail cleanup.
So May, and then June is National Trails Day.
Mm-hmm.
So you do May, July,
August,
and September.
But do we even just skip July?
I think we skipped July this year.
So I think we skipped it, and I think that's probably a good call.
So May, August, September, October. So we should plan on 4 monthly trail cleanups.
Do we have an October one this year?
We have what?
Do we have an October one this year?
No. Not that we did.
Mm. Should the September one next year coincide-ish with the 9/11 day of service kind of thing?
Yes. So we don't have a September one either.
Or that can be it, right? That's what we
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That should be one of our major events.
But September 12th
is Get to the
River event.
Yeah.
So
that was a Saturday.
Yeah.
So it'd probably be the same like we did this year. We'd do the 9/11 on the 5th or something of September.
Winter? Can we do a winter hike?
I think we should do the trail militia and have snowshoe days with it the day after it snows. Pack down all the trails for the hikers and fat bikers.
Do we manage the Legacy Parkway dirt trail on the west side?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, it's the county.
It's the county.
Okay. Yeah, the county actually manages. They do all the maintenance on that trail.
Are you talking about the one in the nature preserve?
Yeah, adjacent to it.
Nobody's maintaining.
Who?
Nobody.
Yeah, I was riding my bike there. It's
there
a disaster.
I just talked to them about that, like, last week, actually, the Nature Preserve people, the Nature Conservancy, and there was, like, a big fight when it was put in about who maintains it, and, like, nobody maintains it. So,
and there's
the city at that time said that we weren't willing to maintain it. So.
You're not talking about the paved trail.
He's talking about
you're talking
the dirt
about
trail
side.
And the nature preserve.
Is that the dirt road? It sort of
it's
goes
like a
into
road.
A dirt road,
yeah.
But then there's
on
divided,
the west side
and then
the
it's
west.
Double track. And then
but then it's paved for a section in Woods Cross as you go north.
Did they put that in for the like equestrian for the horses?
Well, anybody can go on it.
Well, I know anybody can go on it, but I think that was
well, that's why I think that was the intention, yeah.
I mean, that's why that parking lot down where the dog park is has the horse trailer parking.
Trailer parking?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's on the west side of Legacy
need a place
Parkway.
For sure on
so go to Legacy Park.
For
mean?
What?
For OHV.
Are you getting ready to leave?
I do actually have to go to the U.
There's
so.
One thing that I wanted to mention before
right
you
here.
Or finally.
Legacy Parkway, there
is
on the west side of that dirt trail over here.
We need to do the annual report in January. So I wanted to make sure January 20th is okay for you, Brent, to
January
come to the city council
Wednesday.
just have to, nothing.
Maybe she sent the wrong date.
Oh, no, sorry, I'm wrong.
2027. Yeah.
Sorry. No, it
so
is.
It should be the 20th at 7 o'clock.
I will put that on the calendar.
For you, Brent, to come present the annual report to the city council. But you guys need to start thinking about what you want to include in that report so that we can get that compiled ahead of time.
Is that in the working one or in the seven?
It's in the actual meeting agenda.
I gotta switch the time.
Ooh, now I know it.
Oh,
dot,
no.
Dot, 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 dot.
No one's getting this guy's password. That is the strangest stuff.
The strangest
thing. It is.
I just saw it. Dot, 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 dot.
Well, the last one is just discussion of future agenda items.
Yeah,
so
I don't know.
We're pretty close. So.
Hi.
Any, I guess, maybe they'll fall under some of the activities we're working now with the Trails Master Plan. I think we'll probably have an update at that point. So report out on.
I think the annual report should be on your next agenda.
Yeah. The drafting of the report.
And Allie, is now the time where they start thinking on new grant cycles for next year? You know, do we start looking at some grant opportunities?
They're all year long.
Okay.
It just depends on what agency you're going for. I know WFRC is having theirs opening pretty soon, which is what we could use for some studies, if we had some studies, or you can use it for like sidewalk sections, bike lanes potentially. So
I have a sidewalk section for you, but it's not with the city.
Can't help
you tell them to apply.
It's close to ours. It's close. It's across the street from.
And we can revisit it another time, but they're the bigger, the small requests fight for little specks of cheese, and then if you can get the ask to be big enough, we can pursue it in a different category and have a much better chance, especially if it's more than one community that wants. AKA South Davis Greenway when it's done.
Look at that.
I don't think that one's ready for this.
I don't know.
Coming with funding cycle go here.
Yeah, no.
We haven't even started it.
As soon as you
official.
Get that court agreement done.
That's right.
We got to give Ryan his before.
Okay, so we want to put an update on the Trails Master Plan, drafting the annual report, or starting a draft of the annual report, and then any grant opportunities.
I feel like this should say elder.
Add an item to a future discussion. Doesn't have to be the next one on bike racks and parking spaces in public destinations. I was very surprised to ride my bike here today, circle the whole block, and not find a rack.
Nope.
Or like anywhere that I can attach my bike to.
You gotta lock it to the railing.
And then.
Yeah, it's.
To sort of go on that. Same type of thing for city events. There's a nonprofit that will actually host a secure
bike valet
that may, especially with e-bikes, it may be a solution even at the July 3rd events, that to sort of reduce the number of cars.
Room for that. On the roadway.
Yeah, I mean,
at the north
what is the nonprofit? Is it Bike Utah?
I look, it might be Bike Utah, but there is like, it's a specific nonprofit that they will provide basically everything for Bike Valley.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe the Bike Collective.
It might be the Bike. I think it's the Bike Collective. I just,
I was looking at other things and that came up. I was looking for bike racks for my team.
Velociracks.
We'll talk about this when we bring that up in the next meeting, but we're also doing town center urban design standards, which would include some of the facilities like that, like bike lockers and bike racks and stuff that would be on public property, but also required with new developments. So there's that.
I'm always so afraid to leave my bike anywhere. I just don't do it.
I know. Unless someone's actually watching.
Yeah.
Like, that's why the back bike valet. Like, I would leave a bike
with a valet.
Yeah.
Or in a locker.
Probably. I mean, a locker would be fine, but it just depends on how would I pay for it and how much is it, you know. I'd pay a couple bucks to make sure my bike's secure. I mean, I'd love to bike to the library and a grocery store, and we talked about getting e-bikes for us to do that. I mean, it's like, yeah, we can't do that because there's no pathways. There's, you know, the bike will just get stolen while you're in there shopping even for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Is that it? Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn.
We don't need a second on this one, do we?
No.
No, okay. We don't need a vote either.
All right. Thank you.
I have something.